It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, with Ayaz replaying in the background, dropping off now into the background as we soldier on the morning show on a Thursday. I have a very special guest in the studio with me. I was very surprised and to a degree extremely honored to welcome a man. Drifted in and said, "Hi, I'm Nick." And I thought, "Well, that's cool. Welcome to this. Welcome to the morning show, Nick. What can we chat about today?" He said, "Well, I'm coming to talk to you about shaves." And I said, "Okay, what is your surname?" And he said, "It's Shave." So great, man. Let's talk about shaves for a sec. New to Ballito?
No, we've been here since 2008. We saw the development starting, and actually some of our partners and co-directors all started moving out here. So we realized this was a good growth area, and we wanted to be here and be part of the community and part of the North Coast growth.
And has it worked out like that?
Yes, it has. You know, there's been global financial crises and a few things in between. But
I would say.
But generally, it's been very good, and we're very, very happy here.
Clearly, the name is synonymous with paints, and there are many paint brands on the market, which means it's pretty competitive. And difficult to, if you've established a brand that has succeeded, it means you're doing something extremely right. What would you say that probably is?
Well, look, we try and be connected to our customers and serve our customers with passion, and also to offer value. And all of those things combined, I'm actually the fourth generation in the paint business. So a lot of people say we've got turps running in our blood. But other than that, yeah, we've been around, and we try to offer consistent, good service, accurate tinting, and value for customers, above all.
And for those that are wondering where they might encounter the shaves expertise, where are you?
We in Moffat Drive, the Home Improvement Center. We're just down from the Lifestyle Center here. And we close to the highway, and you'll see us anywhere along Moffat Drive. You'll be able to see our billboard.
It's very well displayed, and clearly the reputation speaks for itself. But you're going a step further now. You're offering a chance for someone, very lucky someone, to win a bucky. Wow. 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 How does this happen? I mean, what lies behind this competition?
Okay. So thank you for asking that. So for us, it's a really lovely, and we're very proud of this competition, because over 85% of our customers are actually builders, painting contractors, people from the trade. And if you look around, when you see in the morning rush, you see builders and tradespeople all driving around in buckies. So we thought a bucky would be useful for our main customer base and reward them for that. And so we partnered with Dulux in this particular instance, and we said, you buy 120 liter or 2 5 liters, and you'll get, with your 20 liter you'll get 2 entries, with your 5 liter of the Dulux qualifying products you'll get 1 entry, and then you stand a chance. And what it is every month for 4 months we choose 2 winners, and then we're going to have 8 keys on Friday, the 10th of December. The last draw is on the 8th of December, and then on the 10th of December we're going to have our draw, and everyone with their key is going to test their key, and the one lucky person is going to drive away in a bucky.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, that works so well. I know that we've attended a couple of these in the past where lucky shoppers have, in fact, secured keys. And then when the final comes along, you've got so much excitement in the air, so much tension and so much joy when eventually one of those keys hits the lucky spot and it fires up. And great joy. Of course, there's also the danger that with the great joy, because if you've got 10 finalists, you've got one happy person and 10 rather miserable, but not, of course.
Yeah.
It's all good. So, you know, if you were to describe your customer base, you say a lot of contractors, but presumably it's open to the public and the general populace.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it is. Anyone. You know, because what we try to do at Shaves, we try to have our customer segmentation. So we've got loyalty programs both for our trade customers, our B2B customers, as well as loyalty program for our home improvers. Because anyone who's doing a home improvement job needs to go to a place where there's great advice, experts in their field, and then they can do a small renovation or a big one. And we've got a range of products. We've got international and local wallpapers, we've got paint, and we've got decor items. So really, we'd like to see ourselves as home enhancement focused. Ah,
and in this kind of environment, that's like having a partner in the business. It's so important. When it comes to keeping track records of the paint that a customer might have used, and they've decided to do a little touch up here, and they want to come and get exactly the same tint again. How do you establish that match?
So we've got two ways of doing it. Is we encourage people to join our loyalty program, because in that way we then can keep a record of the paint they chose and the color. And then also when there are special mixes where a person has bought in a chip off their wall or a cushion, they say we want to paint this as our dominant color in the area, we do a special mix, and then we keep a brush out card with that person's name and products that they used. Because, you know, what you find is a sheen or a matte or a textured paint, they might all be tinted to the same color, yeah, but the actual color reflection makes the color look different.
It's odd that, you because you're quite right, depending on the lighting and depending on the wall, I have seen many occasions where you thought you were getting one thing, and it's just slightly different, but it's fine. I also want to mention that it's Black Friday coming up quite soon, and everyone loves the idea that there is an opportunity to get more for less. But it's odd when you're in an enclave of extreme, you know, shall we simply say, fortune when it comes to being able to afford the best. Those folk are even more keen to get a better price. So Black Friday, you've got something special planned?
Yes, we have. We're very excited about Black Friday because we participate each year and we have really fantastic specials. So if people follow us on the socials like Insta and Facebook, they will see in the lead up to Black Friday what our plans are. And we're going to have really a Black Week. And because we're launching our new website, and with it is online sales, and in those online sales there'll be opportunities for click and collect, so people can really expect, you know, you might buy 2 20s or 2 5s and get 1 free. So there's some really good specials coming up.
Wow. I wanted to ask you, because the Shaves brand is so well known in this region and so valued as a top flight brand, do you produce your own house paint, or is it all, you know, you use all the regular guys?
Yes, no, we do. We have our own brand. We've got a factory up in Maritzburg that we co-own with another paint group, and we produce paint there. So we can offer, and that's where I went and spoke about value, because you've got the good brands, well known and respected, but even in these difficult times, it was Raymond Ackerman. I read his book, and he said, poor people need good prices and rich people love them.
Yeah.
and so what we do is we've got a whole lot of really good products that are made with the same materials as the well-known brands and give great value as well.
Wow, I didn't realize that. So you can compete with the top at a price point that, But there it is. Who knew? Now we do. Wonderful. I mean, why would you go anywhere else? Well, I wish you continued good fortune and good success. And, of course, Black Friday coming along, folks. Wow. And that competition. Just one more time, because, you know, one tends to hear these things, and in the world that we live in, it goes by very quickly. Oh, by the way, this will be going up as a podcast, so you don't have to write everything down. You'll be able to catch up on demand. But for those that heard, there's a competition to win a Bucky. And now, I forgot how to enter. Go just over the mechanics one more time.
Okay, so you come into our store and you buy one of the qualifying Dulux products. And there are 6 Dulux products that you can buy. If you buy 2 5-litres, you get 1 entry. Or if you buy 1 20-litre, you get 2 entries. And then at the end of each month, we run a random report. And 2 winners get chosen at that stage.
And when is the ultimate final?
So the last draw is on the 8th of December, and the draw itself, where the people test their keys, is on the 10th of December.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? Maybe if that happens at a time that we are able to broadcast, we'll send one of the team down to cover it, you know, with a bit of technology so we can go live at that moment. It'll be such fun. And I hope you, if you are in the if you're in the business of running something in a bucky or just wanting to own one, and who doesn't? Because whether you're in the trade or whether you simply just enjoy life the South African way, a bucky is such a useful addition to your lifestyle. And to get one on the house just because you shopped at a very, very good paint store and decor store like Shaves, well, that'll be just marvelous. So we're holding thumbs for you. You've got to be in it to win it, and you kind of know what to do. Thanks to my very special guest, Nick Shave, for being with me on the morning show, and we wish you huge success with the competition and, of course, the business going forward.
Thank you. It's been great being here, and I really appreciate the time.
And the morning show continues.